What is spirituality? The spiritual dimension of reality? I had a lovely person yesterday on my strategy call. The call was fun with a lot of real laughter, until the topic of spirituality came up. Then it became hellishly painful. The issue is, what is spirituality? How you view spirituality will have a lot, maybe everything, to do with everything you do in life, and ultimately will determine to what degree you'll become all you can become. Free to be yourself. Free to pursue what excites you. And free to be with people. Ultimately, what is available to you in life will depend an awful lot on how you view spirituality. I don't think I say it anywhere in this article, so I'll say it here. Spirituality is the invisible dimension of reality. It is real, but it is not readily visible. It has its laws and rules, and if you want to live self-realization, a life worth living, you need to penetrate this invisible dimension as far as you can muster. Most people make no effort to penetrate anything. Most people take other people's words for it. Tree of knowledge is repeating someone else's words. Even if the original speaker spoke truth, truth repeated is a lie, from your mouth it is a lie. Penetrating the invisible is simple but not easy. I teach nothing but the invisible. My words are repeated, widely, but not lived. And you and most of humanity never penetrate anything, let alone the invisible. Human being, the next level of evolution of the species, lives in harmony with the invisible. While humans violate nearly all the laws, all the rules of the invisible, by being unwilling to learn anything about it. Why? The current level of humanity lives in the mind. And the mind isn't interested in being shoved aside for some reality it can't control. To recover from the call, I listened to a podcast, an interview with marketing teacher, Eben Pagan. During the call I measured Eben Pagan's vibration, vibration 300, and I measured the vibration of the interviewer, Michael Simmons. Vibration 170. I learned about this interview from Michael Simmons' email to me. He also mentions an interview Tony Robbins made with Eben Pagan. Okay. I re-uploaded a commercial-free version of the video. I listened to it. It's almost 10 years old. Eben Pagan's vibration was 350 then. His behavior re-interruptions is so different, he patiently waits for Tony Robbins to toot his own horn, and then simply resumes what he was saying. Brilliant. Beautiful. Smooth. Why did his vibration drop? Simple. He got married. Their conversation made me see more than I had seen before, what vibration actually measures. Your vibration number measures to what degree you penetrated reality. The more, the higher your vibration. Reality, collective hunch at best, quipped a famous comedian back in the 80s. And you cannot do better than build your whole life on that quip, if that is a word. Any sense that you know, any sense that you are certain is a sign of low vibration. And yet, people who diligently work, through reading, through living a life of experiments, make better choices, even though reality is collective hunch at best. But some hunches are better than others, and you can see that after you chose. This is the cornerstone of a life lived as an experiment. People who live their lives differently are perpetually unhappy, with an occasional fun moment here and there. Living life as an experiment has requirements that most people are unwilling to provide. One ingredient, one requirement is being awake, being aware. If you watch people, they live as if life is a thing. And things move really slowly. I remember D. Harv Eker making us, all 2,000 of us, laugh uproariously when he said SHT comes to you at the speed of SHD or something like that. 90% of the audience was high on some manifesting idea, where things manifest at the speed of light. But shit that arrives at the speed of light is still shit. Harv taught some methods that, when practiced, can make life turn around in unexpected ways. The manifesting people, and maybe all the people, were still sitting around, doing what they have always done, hoping to have a different future. 30 days after the Millionaire Mind Intensive, I was 30 grand richer, but they remained the same. My hunch was to go with what Harv taught. Their hunch was to do what they have always done. That is the ultimate measure. Do you go with your hunches, or do you go with the hunches of someone who has done what you want to do, and succeeded, over and over, again and again? To raise your vibration, to penetrate reality further, you need to study, you need to experiment, you need to look wider and further than you have done. Every minute or every day. If you fill your day with inconsequential stuff to the rim, you won't have a lot of time and a lot of energy to grow. On Wednesday I bought a mug that says, "If a woman's work is never done, why start?" I stood all my 70-year-old little self standing in the middle of the supermarket, laughing. Loud. I shared it on my Talk to Me webinar. One of my students said she didn't like it. She didn't laugh. She fills her life, I think, with housework, taking care of others, activity that will keep her where she is. Not happy. Not fulfilled. And, of course, not growing. I have been forming pairs of accountability partners. Accountability, the way it is used in self-improvement, in business, is a declaration that you are responsible for all of it. That the buck stops with you. It is, of course, a state of mind, an attitude, an approach to life that makes no sense, meaning the mind cannot wrap itself around it. There is a landmark forum leader, Angelo D'Amelio, who is the archetype of accountability. His management style is, make it harder to face you than actually doing what they said they would do. Your results will depend on your level of accountability, and on the level of accountability of your partner. And your growth in life depends on both. I have known an accountability partnership team, that over almost 10 years, grew a business to tenfold without breaking a sweat, without campaigns, without ever flailing. Something happened that interrupted this dynamic, and their company is in freefall. I was excited about having a coach, a few months ago, because I considered our relationship an accountability partnership. I was mistaken, there was no agreement. In his mind, my job was to do everything he said, not everything I said. In an accountability partnership, what you say is what you are accountable to do, while the accountability partner needs to just bring their echoing being. To make you ashamed if you don't do what you said you would do. Some people are shameless, and aren't suitable to be in an accountability partnership. Their integrity is non-existent, and they cannot be trusted to do what they said they would do. You need an integrity score of at least 10% to be able to be accountable, i.e. to feel shame when you don't do what you said you would do. These and other elements of the invisible reality, what I call spirituality, are what I measure in the starting point measurements, so you know what you need to grow. The culture we live in is designed to cover up your lack of integrity, your lack of awareness, your lack of growth. And cover it up with shiny pretense. Guaranteed to keep you miserable. Recommended reading, A Universe of 10 Dimensions.